Good morning. Welcome to the Sustainable Living Program with John Butts. And John is here. He's here every other Monday. John, how are you?
Oh, real good. I tell you what, quite some weather this morning, huh, Rob?
Yeah. And then we heard on the NPR News that huge cold front coming to the U.S., the northern part of the U.S., and then maybe affecting weather at the end of this week could be a storm of the century.
Oh, no. Yeah. Gee whiz, you just popped my bubble.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but it's going to be great down here. We're in Florida, John.
And well,
you know, even if it gets cold, it won't get that cold.
Well, I hope. Tell my tomato plants that. We kind of got a late planting. But first up on today's Sustainable Living Program, we're very happy to have the founder of the Subsidy Foundation, an organization that enhances the quality of life in the Tampa Bay area by promoting sustainability. Welcome to WMNF, David Reed.
Thank you very much, John. Good morning.
Great to have you here. David, what is Subsidy, and what was kind of the seed that started the idea for the Subsidy Foundation?
Well, when I was in graduate school about 15 years ago, I got sort of exposed to the ideas around sustainability, and more to the point, exposed to some of the issues that we're going to be facing as populations grow and consumption increases, and how our modern systems were not built to support that kind of consumption. And so we're starting to see, and we'll see in the future, unintended consequences. And it's a scary thought, but it's something that we need to all think about and address, and think about how we can redesign our systems to be more sustainable for the long haul so that we're not sacrificing quality of life in the future.
Mm-hmm. And Subsidy partners with a lot of other great organizations here in the Bay Area. Actually, on last year, we had a program about this time. Could you maybe tell us what you guys are doing? What's up?
Well, we want to be collaborative. We tried to spend some time when we were in formation about 7 years ago, getting the lay of the land, understanding who else was out there. What we don't want to do is be competing with people who have similar interests or duplicating efforts. So we're trying to work with local government. We've got a green business designation program that we operate with the city of Tampa. That's been a nice partnership over the years. We try to bring different organizations together for events. We do a lot of cleanups with clean cities, try to promote that through our website, bringing people in. We've adopted the Seaplane Basin down at Davis Island as a place where people can get hands-on. We try to bring in local farmers, bring them in for, we've got an event coming up this week, which is our big annual event. So we're trying to bring local restaurants, local shops, brewers, farmers together, kind of getting everybody working together, understanding what everybody's doing and helping one another.
And that event is this Thursday, right? November 13th?
That's right. It's called the Sustainable Buzz, Thursday night at the Stras Center, and it's a lot of fun. We try to keep the ticket price low so it can be as inclusive as possible. So it's $40. Basically, what we're trying to do, it started as an awareness raiser about 7 years ago. And 6 years ago, we're on our seventh now. And now it's really bloomed into something that brings some funds into the organization, but still a tremendous awareness raiser. So we're hoping to have 1,000 people.
Wow.
We bring all local restaurants, and so our local restaurants come in. They provide small plates. We try to pair them with local farmers, so we've got nice, fresh food in the preparation. We've got local brewers, and I think something close to a dozen local brewers coming in. We don't really have wineries in this area, so we try to work with local wine shops to set up. And so our guests get an opportunity. It's one ticket price, and they come in, and it's really all you can taste. So it's tastings of food and drink. We do it outside. So we really want to feature quality of life in Tampa Bay. We think it's really important when we think about sustainability to focus on quality of life. And so when we set out to put the event together, we kind of thought, best of our quality of life. So we do it in November. The weather should be terrific. Hopefully no storm of the century here. we're outdoors on the water, so we'll be at the Straz Center on the Riverwalk there.
And that's in downtown St. I mean, not really downtown St. Pete, but it's on the Bayside.
No, that's actually downtown Tampa.
Okay. Okay.
Downtown Tampa.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm got my notes wrong. Well, thank you so much, David. Is there anything else? And maybe give out the contact information for Sustany.
Yeah, you can find us at Sustany, Sustany.org on the web. Tell you all about what we're doing and also our event Thursday night. We'd love to see everybody.
Okay, well, thanks so much, David Reed with the Sustany Foundation. We're going to take a little short break, and we'll be right back. Thanks again, David.
Thanks for having me, John.